universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Bondage, captivity, the feeling of being trapped and unable to do what you want to do. These are topics and subjects that face all humanity, but especially those with a disability. So often I have felt, and I have talked to many others with disabilities, both blindness as well as wheelchairs, as well as deaf, that they feel like they're not in control of their life. Others are pushing them around, shoving them around, that they're controlled by somebody else, and therefore they are captive or in bondage. It's a subject that's huge. And, you know, there's a lot of TV shows that talk about this as well. But even more than that come the day-to-day feelings. It's when somebody feels trapped and unable to do what they really want to do that gives them despair and discouragement, downright depression. I think we've all felt that, no matter who you are, especially if you have a disability. This last winter, several months ago, I wrote to someone, I have cabin fever, because I couldn't get out of the house for over a week, partly because of the weather, partly because of conditions, and you know what that's like. And you can't go anywhere and you can't do anything, you're just trapped. Well, we're not the only ones who feel this way. In fact, this is a theme that our God understands extremely well and deals with. One of the gospel readings spoke out specifically. It was mentioned in church just a little bit ago from Luke chapter 18. Jesus and his disciples had just gone to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, to the area of the Gerasenes. It's a non-Jewish area. And they were met by a man who was demon-possessed. Now, you talk about a person who feels trapped and out of control, in bondage, feeling like he can't do what he wants to do. That's somebody who's demon-possessed. That demon had a control of him. In fact, it even mentions that there are times he was chained hand and foot, but because of the demons, he had mighty strength and broke the chains and ran off into solitude. With a simple word, Jesus said, come out. Well, first the demons said, don't torture us. And so Jesus said, what's your name? And they said, Legion, meaning there were lots of them. And that's why this was so tormenting the guy. And the demon said, send us into the pigs. There was a herd of pigs there. And Jesus said, go. And the pigs rushed down and drowned in the Sea of Galilee. Mentioned the townspeople then came out and saw him dressed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus, as Jesus was talking to him. Now the people were afraid. Here was a power, a mighty power, more powerful than those demons that were controlling the men and who had done terrifying things, and the people couldn't control him. Here was Jesus who sent the demons away. They were probably a little upset that their main livelihood, the pigs, were also drowned. I'm sure they got them out and they made bacon and ham and all of that from the drowned pigs, but they didn't have their livestock anymore. That probably ticked them off. But they realized they were facing a power that was huge, and it scared them. Well, you know, I'd be scared too. I'd be scared too. But now this man who sat in his right mind, he wasn't scared. He was relieved. He was no longer captive. He was no longer in bondage. He no longer felt like he was trapped and unable to do what he wanted to do. The demons were gone. The demons were gone. I don't think we see a whole lot of demon possession here in the United States. Oh, it's there. Don't misunderstand me. And I've dealt with some of it, actually. But I don't think the devil has to do much of that anymore, because there are so many things in our world that can hold us captive. Sometimes it is our disabilities that inhibit us. For some, it's their telephone and their games, the videos. For others, it's the TV and the remote control as it flips through different channels. For some, it's the bottle, alcohol. Others, it's drugs, whether it be legal or illegal. Oh, there are so many things that can hold us that we think, I have to have this, and this is the only way I'm going to find peace and rescue. And we realize, just as when we feel trapped by our disability, not able to do what we want to do, these other things, we know we're trapped, and it has power over us. Well, our God does have greater power than any of these things. I want to note this man, when he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Jesus said, well, I'm going to head off now. The man said, please, please, can I come with you? And Jesus said in verse 39, no, return home and tell everyone what God has done for you. Huge. Return home and tell everyone what God has done for you. In doing this, the man was focused on God, not on his limitations, not on what possessed him, not on what trapped him. And that's a good part of the way we, whether we have a disability or are struggling with other items that hold us, trap us, make us feel out of control, that we start to be lifted above those circumstances. Now, I understand that just because you think of God doesn't mean you're going to all of a sudden be free of alcohol. Don't misunderstand me. But it will change the perspective, because that's really what it's about, is seeing a different view, seeing it from a different angle. When we tell others what God has done for us, we're talking about God. We're thinking about God. And when we do that, we see that God freed us from the greatest bondage, which doesn't always pay attention to us, or we it to it, sin, death, the devil. But they do show their ugly head every once in a while. The Bible also mentions why baptism is there. Just like the pigs ran down and were drowned with the demons, that's what the waters of baptism do for us. It drowns our old nature, the sinful nature, putting it to death. And a new nature, the Holy Spirit, comes within us. And I firmly believe, if you're a Christian, you trust in Jesus, you're given that Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. And you can't be controlled, at least possessed, by an evil spirit, because you're possessed by the Holy Spirit. Now, that demon can sit on your shoulder and say, hey, psst, psst, how about? Well, the spirit within you then can say, no. And go, and there begins the fight to win freedom, freedom from being trapped and captive. And so our perspective changes when we start to incorporate God, because usually when we feel trapped, when we feel in bondage, when we think we're captive, the focus is on me, I want to do this, I want to do that, I can't do this, I can't do that. Well, when we think about God, then our focus also swings up to Him, the Almighty, and we begin to realize there's other things also involved, and that is God, who says He loves us, He forgives us, He's with us through Jesus, His Son. Let's have a prayer. Thank you, Jesus, that You have freed us from sin, death, and the devil, and that just like the pigs were drowned in this story, You have picked up and tossed death and the power of death, sin itself, back into the grave, and give us the promise of resurrection, so that we might also have the promise that You will free us from those other demons, no matter what they might be, drugs, alcohol, spiritual world, or whatever. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for what You do, and help us to tell others in our homes, in our communities, what You have done for us, so that our focus is not on us, but on You. Thank You, Jesus. In Your name we pray. Amen. You can write me with any questions, comments about this or anything else at Dave, D-A-V-E dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone, N-O-T-A-L-O-N-E dot N-E-T. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.